So hello and welcome to our third call, diving deep into understanding and using your power. Now we've been diving deeper into all the modules of that Secret Sauce workshop, and those modules were our power within, feeling safe, understanding and overcoming survival mode, the power of acceptance, intention, visioning, and gratitude, the freedom of forgiveness, and how to quiet your mind, and the magic of infusing and maintaining the love vibration. Now, today's call is not what I had planned, but when you work with spirit, it's a story of the best laid plans of mice and men. And that's okay, because they have the bigger picture and know our best next step. And with that said, today's call was going to flow like this. We'll set our intention for the program and this call, and I'll share designated action steps and support tools to empower you and remind you to use your power and experience one of my favorite meditations to support you to feel safe. And then we'll recap. Okay, first we solidify the intention for this program to teach you how to bring your heart and brain into coherence, to feel safe, to heal and rewrite neural pathways of belief, freeing you from the pain of the past, and to raise your vibration to that of the limitless love of the greater consciousness of the divinity within, so that you create and live your life from this love vibration, no matter what's going on around you. And our intention for this call is to open the way for you to solidify your understanding of how energy affects you and claim the support tools and action steps to manage that energy, no matter what the circumstance. So together we set our intention. So just close your eyes and just take a really deep cleansing breath. And exhale fully, just pushing out any stagnant air. And now just take another really deep breath. And while your eyes are closed, we'll set our intention as we focus on feeling that breath coming into and exhaling from your body. And just listen carefully to my voice and feel the energy of my words as you breathe into this intention. As a collective, we come together with deliberate effort and focused attention to expand our awareness, to understand how to better use our power, to learn and follow through with action steps to improve our lives and fulfill our dreams, syncing with the greater consciousness as one with the divinity within, empowered and fearless. And now with eyes still closed, focus for a moment on your heart. And now shift your focus to gratitude. And just immerse yourself in gratitude for the blessings in your life. And now follow those blessings to more love, more joy, more happiness, opening your heart to all the possibilities of your human experience. For you are truly limitless. Infinite Spirit, in deepest gratitude, we thank you for all that's ours by divine right, having reached us now under grace in miraculous ways. And we ask, dearest angels, surround us with your diamond steel force field shield filled with strength, stamina, and healing energy that deflects negativity in all directions of time and protects us from all viruses. We are safe. In deepest gratitude, we thank you. And I celebrate you being a part of this experience, putting you first, standing in your power without apology or excuses, embracing that power within you to vibrate confidently in the love that is your essence. Okay. So before we dive into our call, I'm probably going to share, I just wanted to tell you, like I mentioned earlier, I'm probably going to share too much information, but that's just who I am. Okay. So January's energy was intense. And if you got through it unscathed, good for you. But everyone, and I mean everyone I've talked to about the energy experienced, they all experienced being deeply triggered, with the core belief being a feeling of being powerless. And my friend Kat, who is just brilliant with astrology, she explained it this way from an astrological perspective. We've just entered a Pluto cycle for the next 20 years, and Pluto unearths things that need to be seen. The energy forces us to look at or observe energy that's revealed. And remember what happens when we observe energy. It reacts differently than when it's not observed. And in this case, when we observe the painful energy that's revealed when we're triggered, it begins to lose its power over us. And when we infuse it with love and forgiveness, we become free of that painful energy or belief that's been holding us back. So, I got triggered too. My spirit hangs out in a human body just like yours does, and I get to play with all the hiccups of life just like you do. But it's become an excellent teaching tool. So this is what happened. Okay, so 3 weeks ago on Tuesday, while I was on a call with my mastermind ladies, my daughter Jessie called me 3 times. But my phone was on mute, so I missed those calls. And when I saw them, I knew it couldn't be good because she never does that. She calls once, and when I don't answer, she waits for me to call her back. Well, she was in the emergency room with her son, Landon, who just turned 4. He had been playing, pretending to attack my daughter's friend, Amanda, and she was playing back with him, you know, yelling, "No, no," like she was being attacked. Well, the problem was, Amanda's medium-sized dog thought Landon was really attacking Amanda, so the dog attacked Landon. So Jessie FaceTimed me so I could see Landon there in the emergency room, but she prefaced it with, "Mom, you've got to hold it together." Of course, you know, being who I am, I started crying. She said, "Man, you got to hold it together." So she FaceTimed me, and he had bites and scratches and puncture wounds on his chest, his side, and his back. And after an x-ray and cleaning the wounds, the doctor said that Landon would be okay, but he had to take an antibiotic and have his bandages changed 3 to 4 times a day for a week. Well, we're 3 weeks later, and Landon's wounds and bruising are healing well. He's interacted with another dog without being afraid, and Jessie can close her eyes without seeing Landon being attacked all over again. Unfortunately, the dog had previously been attacked by other dogs, and this was the second incident with it, so the owner put her down. Now, the reason I'm sharing this with you is this. For me, on this end of the experience, I was triggered. Triggered with powerlessness. That I wasn't there. I let Jessie down because I moved, so she was alone in the emergency room. Her friends were all an hour away. Well, that was too far for them to go. Of course, I would have gone, but, you know, they'd have just gotten there and she'd be leaving. But anyway, you know, my heart hurt for what happened to them, and ultimately that the dog had to be put down too. Well, this in itself, they were all normal mom feelings. But I felt powerless on a grander scale because between what happened with Jessie and Landon and the intense energy of January, all the times in my life that I'd felt powerless slapped me right in the face. The incident triggered all that to be revealed. I didn't expect to be triggered like that. Didn't see it coming. Never, you know, we never see that stuff coming. But even worse, even though I knew what to do, I did not use my tools to course correct the right way. No. And it took me a few days to get a grip on it. And I know better than that. The point is that this is a classic example of what happens to us when not only are we triggered, but when we experience a traumatic event that drags us into survival mode. And here's why. A sequence of events, if you will, became the perfect storm to wreak havoc with the body. Now, as I'm telling you this, or maybe later after the call, think back about something that's happened to you or is happening in your own life that's triggered you or sucked you into survival mode. And in looking back at it, you'll see the sequence of events. And listen carefully to this. If you feel any resistance, painful energy, when you look at these past or current situations, use your tools and your action steps to overcome that lingering negative energy. Because if you don't, you are actively on the path to improve your life. The pain of that past experience is between you and living your new life. It's an energetic block. That pain must be healed for you to move forward. If you don't address it with this opportunity, the universe will provide another way for you. And like in my case, it'll really be painful. And that pain isn't to punish you. It's to grab your attention because we take the action steps to heal that pain when something's hurting. But if it's not hurt, if we're not hurting, we just keep going. And believe me, it's much more pleasant to heal something like this by taking a look at it. And you can use that just by looking at it, start to heal all of that, than to be triggered in some painful way and be even forced to look at it. And if you have any questions about that, let me know. Okay, so let's look at the emotions and feelings of this experience to better understand the energetic sequence of events that put us on notice. And I've numbered these just to keep track of them. Okay, so one, when Jesse told me what happened to Landon, I felt that rush of adrenaline hit my body, instant fight or flight. But I was not in danger. But I went into that full-blown mommy mode, needing to protect my babies. Number two, that evening after I talked with Jesse, I felt numb. My brain was having a really hard time taking in the horror of what she experienced, you know, Landon screaming and being unable to pull him away from the dog. And did I use my tools to overcome this emotional upheaval? No. I kept replaying what Jesse told me over and over again in my mind. And as a result, I stopped that adrenaline from leaving my body. I kept stopping it from fully flushing out with another replay of thoughts. And every time I thought about what happened, my brain told my body that this was really happening all over again. That adrenaline rush wasn't as intense, but it was still there. So instead of using my tools, I did everything I could to distract my thoughts. I did not make a good choice. Once the initial shock was over, I had the opportunity to make a different choice, but I didn't. Number three, the next day I canceled my membership call, which in itself should have been a red flag to me, to my brain, that I wasn't using my tools. But no, I was telling myself, I was feeling the feels of what happened. We do want to feel the feels instead of stuffing them or ignoring them, but other energetic action steps must be taken. Number four, the next red flag, that next day that I didn't get dressed. I didn't make my bed or put on my face, and I'm not one of those stay at home and work at home people that stays in their pajamas all day. Every day, I put on my face, I make the bed, and I always get dressed. I have to be really sick not to put my face on and get dressed, And the only way my bed doesn't get made is if I'm in it. I was in full-blown survival mode, and there was no danger. There never was any danger to me. And Jesse and Landon were now safe. Now, the action steps that I knew to take but didn't, and I numbered these two so they'll be easier to hang on to. Okay, number one was to breathe. I was definitely holding my breath at times, no doubt about it. Number two, to breathe into the stillness and focus on the beating of my heart to bring my brain and heart back into coherence, because I was in survival mode and my energy was shrink-wrapped to my body. And because my body was in this survival mode of fight or flight, there was no energy left to think with because my body was on high alert. Number three, accept what happened and prove to myself that I was safe and that Jesse and Landon were safe too. If I had accepted what happened the night it happened, I could have flushed that adrenaline out. Number four, infuse the situation and all the people involved, including the dog, with love. Well, full transparency, I did attempt that several times, but I didn't keep at it to reach that full love state. It was a hit and miss push of love, and I know better than that. But I did vision Landon with clear skin, not scratched, bitten, and punctured. But that wasn't enough. I knew to fully immerse myself in that love vibration, but I didn't. And I didn't again because I was in that survival mode and all my energy was shrink-wrapped to my body and there wasn't any energy left to think. Number five, I could have used my chaos flush. Number six, I could have used my own healing circle of love meditation and really immersed myself and focused in it. Number seven, I definitely knew to consciously choose to be the love energy. But I didn't do any of this, not to the degree that it needed to be. Instead, I went to distraction. Now back to the original sequence of event list, number five. Then on Thursday, I pulled myself together, but I still didn't create that clear line of demarcation of being safe. That would have taken me out of survival mode if I had done that. I didn't use my focused breath to fully flush out the adrenaline. I just kept going. And that's the human MO, to just keep going. Now, as a result of all of this, a week later, I had the worst shingle outbreak of my entire life. The most painful thing I've ever experienced. And granted, I have a low pain tolerance. It's a miracle Jesse was overborn. But number six, a shingle outbreak always tells me that I got really upset about something. And when I figured out that it was what happened to Jesse and Landon, I could then observe the sequence of events. And when I looked deeper, I clearly saw the past experiences of feeling powerless. And some of those were decades old. But from this safe space, from this clarity and revelation of what had been buried in my subconscious, I could then heal all that painful energy. And I did. And here's what I did. And I numbered these two. Number one, observe it. Observe what happened. And the act of observing this energy, it immediately began to lose its power. And I accepted that it was of the past. And by the time I observed it, everything was of the past. Even what happened to Jesse and Landon. Number two, accepted that I have the power to create a higher outcome. Number three, I used my power by confirming in my body and mind that the past experience of feeling powerless would never happen to me again. And again, some of those experiences went back decades. Point being, I was safe. Those things would never happen again. Number four, I infused all people and situations with love of the highest order. Number five, becoming aware of how I was feeling throughout the day and course corrected when necessary. Being in my awareness of the present moment. Number six, I meditated to raise my vibration to help keep it there. Number seven, I drummed, which always raises the vibration, helps to lower blood pressure and helps the body, the mind, and the heart to become incoherent. In coherence again, to become in harmony. Number eight, I rested without guilt, which is a big deal because it's hard for me to just be still and rest, but my body had to have it. Number nine, I made better choices, consciously choosing to be aware of my energy and choosing to be the love vibration. And if it's I checked and my energy had dipped, I grasped it again. I took the action steps. Okay, one second here. I see a chat. Okay, Angela missed number six. Raised my vibration. I meditated and raised my vibration. Sorry, I meditated. Got it. Let me move this over here so I can see that. Okay. Now, I know without any doubt, if I had implemented my support tools and action steps, I wouldn't have had a shingle outbreak that kicked my ass in the worst way. But again, when we're able to get by, when we're able to just keep going, we don't look at the pain that's buried in the subconscious. No, we just keep going. But I can tell you, I'm not doing that anymore. When I'm triggered, especially with this Pluto energy that we've got going on, between a Pluto and Aquarius and just all this energy that's happening around us, that everything is changing. We have to, when we're triggered, there's something else there that we have to look at. Now, I've been working with the spiritual essence of Jesus about this, and you can too. All you have to do is ask him, and he may be working with you already and you don't even know it. You can work with whoever you wish. Angels, guides, archangels, light beings, God, Florence, whoever you wish. Now, Jesus was human, so he gets the challenges of being in a human body. And he explained to me that intellectually, you know, we take in classes and programs and books. We listen to uplifting podcasts. We take all this information in. With the analytical mind. But taking it in doesn't implement the action steps and make use of the support tools. Implementation is the key to changing everything. Because like last week when I shared with you the first taste I had of Reiki, when I felt that syrupy energy flowing from the inside of the top of my head, flowing down my body, and just infusing my body with that extraordinary feeling of love, I had to have more of that. And when you implement your support tools and action steps and you reap the rewards, you want to feel more of that. You want to feel more of those rewards. But you got to implement and shift the energy. Remembering is the problem. Especially when something's happened and you're going down that rabbit hole of survival mode at mock speed, like I was with what happened with Jesse and Landon. But Jesus had a solution, and I love this. Empowerment cards. Now, I made some empowerment cards, and that's going to be your homework this week, along with implementing absolutely everything, but to make your own empowerment cards with your hands. That means no computer-generated empowerment cards. When you create them with your hands, you solidify the intention of your thoughts on paper, on a form of Mother Earth. You can use paper, note cards, your journal or your notebook But I suggest that if you create them in your journal or notebook, then also create them as individual cards that you have easy access to. And I made a list of a dozen empowerment tools. I'm going to tell you what those are now, but I have also posted them already on the Deep Dive Central website. So if you miss one, I'm happy to repeat, but if you miss one, it is there. Okay, so number one is to breathe deeply. Again, our human way of breathing is shallowly, starving our vital organs, including our brain, of the oxygen that they need to survive and to hold clarity of thought. Number two, awareness. Being aware of our energy opens the way to course correct when our energy dips. Number three, acceptance. Accepting what is in this moment stops the internal battle of knowing you're worthy and deserving to have something better, but you don't have it now. Number four, infuse with love and forgiveness. When we infuse people, situations, and ourselves with all that love, sincerely from our heart, we raise our vibration out of fear to love, opening the way for a higher outcome. And we heal that pain that we feel. Plus, the other person feels the love, opening the way for them to create a higher outcome. And I included forgiveness here because if we're holding people and situations in unforgiveness, we can't achieve that love vibration to infuse them with. So forgiveness needs to be right in there. Number five, observation. Quantum physics teaches us when we observe energy, it reacts differently. When we observe our life, we can see the nuances of the energy flow and we can course correct. Number six, conscious choice. When we make that conscious choice to be love energy, we're in the moment and our energy can't default to whatever dominant energy is hanging out in our subconscious. And until we've fully healed all those painful energies that are in our subconscious, chances are it's not going to be a love energy that's hanging out there as the dominant energy. But hopefully, we will get there. Number seven, intention. Intention is everything. When we consciously set our intention and fully immerse ourselves in that feeling, in that emotion, defining what we really want with the elevated emotion of love, that's what we broadcast out to the universe. And the universe responds in kind to that elevated love emotion, providing experiences of the same love frequency. Number eight, visioning. Florence teaches us that man can only have what he sees himself having. Visioning in our mind's eye, clearly seeing ourselves being, doing, or having something that we've consciously set the intention to be, do, or have, solidifies our emotions, making us a magnet for what we want. Number nine, meditation. Meditation is magical. It brings our heart and mind into coherence, opening the way to fully connect with our superconscious higher self as one with the divinity within. Number 10, quiet the mind. Quieting our mind not only opens the way for clarity of thought, it also supports bringing our heart and mind into a harmony, making meditation easier, opening the way to connect with that superconscious higher self as one with the divinity. Sitting in the stillness with a quiet mind is magically healing for both the mind and the body. Number 11, chaos flush. Flushes out anything less than love. Number 12, drumming. Drumming brings the heart and mind into coherence, lowers the blood pressure, and opens the way to sync with that superconscious higher self of the divinity within. Now, the empowerment cards, each card includes, I'm going to ask you to include each of these things in your empowerment cards. Number one, the subject of the card. Two, the intention of the card. Number three, action steps to take. Number four, support tools to use. Number five, sign the card, creating a contract with yourself to fulfill the intention of the card. And I've listed these five things on the Deep Dive Central webpage. They're right there so you can see them. Now, when you create the card with the firm intention to support you to remember to use your support tools and action steps, writing by hand and signing the card supports you to remember what to do. And signing creates your contract with yourself and the universe. Okay, I see that note, Donna. Don't worry about it because I'm going to show them to you in just a moment. And then it's also on the Deep Dive Central webpage. Now, when you write in your empowerment journals, daily pages, you firmly anchor the energy for your day. But what if your day takes a turn? Or you're running late and you skipped your writing and you just need a pick-me-up? The daily empowerment card reminds you of what to do. And I suggest creating these cards, and you can create as many as you want and keep them handy, maybe in a bowl or in your purse or on your desk, someplace that's prominent. You know, they can be color-coded, draw on them, make them colorful, make them yours, and infuse into them the power of your intention. They don't have to be pretty to make them powerful. Again, please make them by hand. It's easier to infuse them with your energy and makes them more powerful. And make duplicates so you have them stashed all over to remind you. If I had had one of these cards to start with, I could have just pulled that out and gone, oh, okay, and gone down the list. Okay, so now I'm going to show you the images that I made by hand, and these are just suggestions. You can create them and make them look any way you want them to look using the action steps and support tools that work for you, but do keep the five aspects on the card, and I'll tell you what those are again. Number one, the subject of the card. Number two, the intention of the card. Number three, action steps to take. Number four, support tools to use. And number five, sign the card. Okay, so I'm going to lower this picture here. And the first one we're going to look at is Daily Empowerment. And these are the actual cards that I made. Let's see if I can make that bigger. Nope, I can't. I hope you can see this. Maybe I can if I move this. Just a second. Don't you love live stuff? Okay, I'm going to do the best I can here. Okay, so when I wrote out empowerment card across the top, that started anchoring my intention. Okay, Angela, thank you. I saw what you wrote in the chat. Okay, so that starts your intention right there. This is my empowerment card. And then I'm
going. Hurry.
Uh-oh. Okay, so then right here, daily empowerment. This is my daily empowerment card. I named it. Over here to the right is the intention. It's to maintain the love vibration. That's the intention of this card. That's what I'm going to do with my daily empowerment. And that will be to breathe deeply throughout the day. So I've got that right underneath daily empowerment. And then as you go further down, to accept what is, what my life is right now, and accept and own my power, and to use my power to whatever it is that I want to do. But now when I'm accepting what is and accepting my power, over here, I've got address and observe any resistance energy that I might feel. Because if I'm feeling it and I ignore it, that's not helping me any. And then down here above the signing, to practice awareness. Right here. practice my awareness, do those awareness check-ins throughout the day, and then at the bottom to sign the card. Okay, now I put copies of these all the cards in the Deep Dive Central webpage. So you'll see it on today's date, today's call. They're already there. Okay, so I'm going to lower that one. And I want to look at survival mode. I don't know if that'll let me. No, I'm going to go leave it like that and I'll just move it. Okay, so we got empowerment card at the top. Here we've got it's survival mode. That's what the card is. And the intention, I can move this over, is to be safe, to be empowered in the love energy. That's over here in the green. I'll scoot this back. Okay, the first thing we want to do when we go into survival mode, naturally, we stop breathing. We hold our breath. So the first thing we want to do is take a deep breath. And then we want to observe and accept what is. We want to use our power and confirm that we're safe. And I've got that linked over here to observe. Am I safe? Well, in my experience with Jesse and Landon, I was definitely safe. By the time I heard about it, they were safe. And create that clear line of demarcation. I am safe. Okay. And then infuse the situation and the people involved with love and forgiveness. We can use our chaos flush, consciously choosing to love. Use a meditation to bring our heart and brain back into coherence. Let me move this down. And review for triggers. Why am I feeling this outrageous and all-consuming emotions when maybe it was like a paper cut, but I'm acting like I've lost a limb? Why am I feeling that? And that's when we're triggered to look at something more. I've also included over here reflexology, because that will help to boost our immune system. Because when we go into survival mode, our immune system takes a hit, because all of our energy is prepared to protect us from an outside danger. And it's not focusing on keeping our body up to speed. We can also use our diamond steel force field shield with the angels. You know, ask them to surround us with that. And when we do that, it will also help us to feel even more safe while we're overcoming whatever we've had to look at, that what we've been triggered about. The other thing that happens that I haven't put on here, but just so you know, when we go into survival mode, not only is our immune system compromised, but our metabolism too. Okay, so then the signature down here at the bottom.
I'm go in ahead. Survival mode.
What was that? I think Donna said something about, okay.
I'm in survival mode. Do I not have my cell phone?
your mic is on, girl.
yeah.
Okay, go ahead and put yourself on mute. Okay, we got to pull you out of survival mode. Okay, so here's the triggered card, empowerment card. So again, I anchored the energy here, and this is about being triggered. My intention over here is to regain my poise and to flush out fear. And I do that by taking those deep breaths and being in awareness of what my energy is. Observe, what do I need to look at? And the second we look at an energy that we've been had buried in our subconscious, the moment we look at it, it starts to lose its power. You know, quantum physics teaches us that when we observe energy, it reacts differently than when we don't. And then to accept what is. When I accept what my life is in this moment, then all that internal battle has to stop. And then we can start to breathe more and get that better clarity of thought. And then also to accept, right on the heel of accepting what is, accept that I have the power to create a higher outcome. I can consciously choose to be a different energy. You know, when something shocking happens, something surprising, when it happens, once the initial shock has worn off, we have the opportunity to choose to be a different energy. And for years, I never even knew that I had a choice. I just kept going down the rabbit hole. But we have a choice. Now, if I'd had my empowerment card when all this happened, I could have looked at that and gone, oh, yeah, I know exactly what to do. And it would have helped to pull me out of the survival mode. And clearly, I have written down here some of the action steps and support tools to help me do that. Over here, under the triggered, I've got chaos flush, infused with love and forgiveness, maintaining the awareness, consciously choosing energy, and all of these steps to look at it can then all come down to just consciously choosing the energy I want to be in. You know, even if we go into meditation, now this is something that is just brilliant. When we go into meditation and we sync with that superconscious higher self, when we raise our vibration to that love of the divinity within and our body is vibrating with that wonderful love energy, when you think back at something from your past that was painful, it can't exist. Pain cannot exist in the love vibration that you're vibrating in. So when you think about that thing from the past that was painful from this love vibration, you're writing over that, let's see, Florence called it a subconscious record. Scientists call it a neural pathway of belief. You're hardwiring your brain for a different experience when you think of that past experience that happened. I love that's happened, that we can overwrite that, even just with meditation. Okay, so the other card that I had created was, two more of them here. Okay, awareness. Okay, the empowerment card is for awareness. The intention is to maintain the love frequency and confidence. Confidence is up above my intention there, but I stuck it in there. And to breathe. If we're holding our breath, we're not going to be in awareness. It's just not going to happen because there's no oxygen for clarity of thought. So taking those deep breaths and asking yourself, how do I feel? What is my energy status? And then to choose the energy we want to be in. And infuse love and forgiveness to myself, to people and situations if I'm not in a love vibration. Take the deep breaths, acceptance, meditate, quiet your mind, drum, dance, music, singing, laughing, empowered reading, sitting in nature. Those are just some of the things. You can create your cards with whatever action steps and tools you have that work the best for you, what you use in your sequence, your path. These are suggestions. This is what I use for me, and you are welcome to make them just like this if this is what speaks to you. Okay, I'm gonna lower that one. Now, this one's a little bit blurry. I'm not sure why it was blurry, but this is about worry. Okay. And our intention is freedom, freedom from worry and maintaining the love vibration. So when we feel that worry energy, and we all know what it feels like, take those deep breaths because chances are you are holding your breath. Use your chaos flush. We've got down here, observe, face. What is it we're worrying about? Why am I worrying? Infusing everything with love and forgiveness. And we're definitely in fear if we're worrying. So infusing it with love, the people, the situation, ourselves, it raises us out of that fear vibration and into the love vibration. Because you can't be in love and fear at the same time. You're in one or the other. And of course, keep your worry angel employed. Nothing sadder than a worry angel that is unemployed. And when we do that, when we shift to the love vibration, then we're going to feel that freedom and we're going to feel safe. And whatever happens next, we have the clarity of thought to manage it. And the way is open to create a higher outcome. And when we're in that love vibration, the universe responds because that's what we're broadcasting out. And it responds in kind with a solution of the love vibration. And then, of course, signing. Sign your card, anchor it. Okay, let me see if I can find the picture again. There it is. Okay. Okay. Now, these empowerment cards will support you to remember to use your power and implement your support tools and action steps. And to be successful with using our power, we need to feel safe. And if we feel safe, we won't stay in survival mode. I knew that intellectually I was safe, but I didn't create that clear line of demarcation between the trauma of what happened with Jesse and Landon and being on the other side of it, really knowing and feeling safety for myself and for them. Now today, we're going to participate together in one of my favorite meditations, the Cleanse and Clear Away Fear from Your Safe Space meditation. It's roughly 20 minutes long, so just get comfortable and we'll begin. So get comfortable, your feet on the floor, hands gently in your lap. And take a slow, deep breath as you close your eyes. We begin by focusing on our breath to separate us from the physical world, so that we may transcend time and space and come together as one. Now shift your focus to something that you're grateful for and breathe deeply into the heart of your gratitude. And now with another deep breath, see before you in your mind's eye a huge oak tree. Walk over to the tree and place your hand gently on the bark, and then step into the tree as one with Mother Earth. Once inside this beautiful tree's spacious heart, allow roots from your feet to sink down into the roots of the tree. And then they go farther down, down through the soils of Mother Earth, down through the rocks, the clay, the water, down to that healing light of love at her center. And with another deep breath, pull that vibrant healing love back up through the soils, through the rocks, through the clay, up to your feet, up through your legs, to your heart. And with another deep breath, your arms open wide through the branches of your oak grounding tree. They open wide into the breath of God, to the breath of life force energy. And you feel the tingling vibration of recognition, of being one, one with Mother Earth and all that is. And with another deep breath, step out of your grounding tree to the other side, where you notice that there are steps that lead up to a door. Brilliant, bright light spills from the frame of this door, and you can see there's a sign on the door that says, "My Safe Space." Climb the steps to the door and grasp the clear crystal doorknob. Notice how firm and solid it feels in your hand. Turn it and pull the door toward you. As the door opens, the brilliant bright light spills into the passage where you're standing and embraces you in a cocoon of warm, loving, healing energy. Step through the doorway and pull the door shut behind you. Here on the other side, take a deep cleansing breath of safety, of freedom from fear. As you look around, you discover you're in a beautiful, lush, green garden. You see radiant flowers blooming throughout the garden, their colors shimmering boldly in the sunlight. Take another deep breath. The fragrances of the flowers are fresh, sweet, and subtle, yet they sharpen your senses. Over to your left, you see a flagstone pathway that leads you to a beautiful waterfall. Follow this pathway, and upon nearing the edge, you're welcomed in by the swishing sound of the falling water. Step gently into the pool created by the waterfall. The water comes up just above your ankles. Hold out your hand to catch the water falling from above, warm and inviting. Watch as the water flows through your fingers and notice how it feels. Soft and cleansing. As you watch the water flowing through your fingers, they begin to glow with loving light. The water is washing away the residual fear and negativity of the physical world that you've been holding on to. Take a slow, deep breath. And easily move forward into the soft spray of the water as it falls. Ever so gently, the water streams down over you, quieting your mind. Even with the water flowing softly over your face, it's easy to breathe. So take a really deep cleansing breath that clears your lungs. And then exhale out that stagnant, toxic air of fear that's been hiding in there. As the water falls from above and flows over your body, it feels wonderful. And is refreshing all surfaces of your body, including your eyes. Now you can see clearly. You can see clearly that the cleansing water is washing away the darkness of negativity and fear. Your clothing begins to disintegrate until you're completely free of physical world restrictions and limitations. The negativity and fear dissolves into the cleansing water and becomes light. When the outside of your body is cleansed, you begin to feel the water entering through the top of your head as a thick healing elixir. The elixir gently flows down through your head, through your face and ears, into your neck, slowly, slowly flowing, healing as it travels, transforming fear and negativity to the energy of love. The healing elixir flows through your shoulders, simultaneously moving down through each of your arms into your hands, where brilliant light begins to softly flash from your fingertips. Now you can feel the warmth of this cleansing essence as it moves gently down through your shoulders, down through your chest and your back. And just take another deep breath as this healing energy flows slowly down, down your back and through your vital organs, to the bottom of your spine, through the pelvic area, to the top of your legs. Slowly you feel the healing energies of the water as it moves down through your thighs to your knees. And with another deep breath, the healing energy moves down through your calves, your ankles, and feet. With another full deep breath, this healing elixir fully activates as pure love energy. And with that activation, you notice that not only are your fingertips glowing, but your entire body is glowing with brilliant, white, healing light of love. Fear and negativity are but only a memory, an experience of the past. As you stand here beneath this magical, miraculous waterfall of love and light, you reconnect with the essence of who you truly are, the vibration of love. Take a deep breath and embrace this radiant, joyful feeling. Breathe deeply the gift of who you are, a spiritual being of love and limitless possibility. In this moment, you experience the perfection of you. Perfect love, perfect health, cleansed and cleared of the negativity, limits, and fear of the physical world, whole and perfect in the true essence of your spiritual form, love. Love is the most powerful magnetic force in the universe. You are love incarnate. You notice your vision is clear. Your hearing is perfect. You hear the gentle slosh of the water and birds singing. Your sense of smell is perfect. You smell the clean, clear water and the gentle fragrance of the flowers around the pool. Now you notice that the path that led you here now leads you out. Carefully step out of the pond and hold up your arms. Angels appear and place a soft, snow-white garment over your head. It flows down your body, loose and comfy, yet strong and powerful, for it's made of the materials of Archangel Michael's shield of protection. You look over to your left and see a group of comfortable chairs. Walk over to a chair and sit down. Close your spiritual eyes and breathe in deeply. Breathe in the serenity, the love, the joy, and the peacefulness of this, your safe space, where there is only love. This space where you are safe now and forevermore. Embrace the feelings of complete freedom and limitless opportunity at reconnecting with the true, fearless love essence that you are. Breathe in the strength and stamina of the power within you. Breathe deeply and graciously embrace to your heart all that you're experiencing. Take another slow, deep breath as one with your breath, with your power, one. Allow yourself to become, accept, and align with the healing love energy pulsating throughout your body. Slowly open your mind's eye and allow yourself to see and feel the legions of angels who love you and travel with you throughout your life's journey. Welcome the knowing that you are never alone, for indeed the room is crowded with angels of love and light who work behind the scenes to help you, support you, guide you, and comfort you. Embrace and integrate this knowing. Now it's time to return to the physical world, cleansed and cleared of fear, reconnected with the love essence of the limitless, infinite being that you are. Follow the pathway to where you entered the garden. Here you'll see the door is gone. The doorway is open and light streams through, guiding you back. The way is left open, allowing you to maintain the stamina, strength, and connection with the love that is your essence. The way is left open for you to take with you your power,
your power to create the highest possible outcome in all areas of your life. You are completely cleansed and cleared of fear in all directions of time. You are whole and perfect, profoundly empowered, thoroughly relaxed, solidly confident. Move down the brightly lit steps back into your grounding tree, taking all the strength, stamina, power, and love that you are with you. Your angels follow you into the tree. Notice the roots at your feet. Once again, channel down into the soils of Mother Earth, down through the rocks, the water, the clay, all the way down to that healing light of love at her center. And with another deep breath, pull that healing love light back up through the soils, up through the water, up through the clay, up to your feet, up your legs, to your heart. Step out of your grounding tree. Take another slow, deep breath. You are fully grounded, safe, empowered as one with Mother Earth and all that is.
Wow. I've listened to that meditation hundreds of times. It has been my favorite for a long time, but I have never felt it before like I felt it tonight. Okay, so let's recap. Today I overshared with the intent to help you understand just how easy it is for our emotions to take over and how simple it is to regain control and set a new course for not only your day, but your life. We dove deep into the experience of getting into and coming out of survival mode. Life changes in an instant with a visual of seeing something happen or being told about something. You know, I'm reminded of that saying that sticks and stones can break my bones, but words can never hurt me. Well, that's a blatant lie. I really don't like that phrase, never did. Words can wound you for life until you understand how to heal them. And I don't know about you, but my manual for all that got lost somewhere. And then it became trial and error to figure it out, but not anymore. You and I now have empowerment, support tools, and action steps, but we must remember to use them. And that's what our empowerment cards are for, to firmly anchor. When this happens, I do this. And when you create your empowerment cards, you take another step at hardwiring your brain to remember what to do when you're faced with a painful or surprising situation. Who am I kidding? If it's not a happy surprise, it's always painful. Sitting down with studied intention to create your empowerment cards begins the anchoring of your energy. Putting hand with pen or color or marker to the note card begins that hardwiring of your brain. And then signing it takes the empowerment to a new level of mastery. And you may even find that when you're creating your empowerment card, things may come up right then, right there. That opportunity to address, to observe, to heal and be free of whatever energy has been blocking you. Please use your support tools. Use your empowerment cards. Implement the support tools and action steps. And again, this is your homework for this week. Create your empowerment cards. And I'd really love it if you posted pictures of them in our messenger group, because we have our messenger group now. That would just be lovely. And if they look exactly like mine, that's fine. That's fine. So long as it speaks to you. These are examples. You can make your cards look any way you want. They can contain whatever information speaks to you. You are creating a new normal state of being, a new you. And this time, you get to decide who you really want to be. I want to thank you for being here. And I'm sending you lots and lots of love. Okay, so this completes our call.